Hello, and welcome to the Cybersecurity Awesomeness Podcast, hosted by Enterprise Management Associates, an industry-leading IT analyst research firm that provides deep insights across the full spectrum of IT and data management technologies. The Cybersecurity Awesomeness Podcast will take a deep dive into the security topics that are top of mind for information security practitioners, IT professionals, and technology business leaders. Join security experts Chris Steffen, VP of Research at EMA, and Ken Buckler, Research Analyst at EMA, for some truly awesome topics. Chris and Ken, take it away.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Cybersecurity Awesomeness Podcast. I am your host. My name is Chris Steffen. Joining me today is my friend and colleague, Mr. Ken Buckler. Today, we're going to talk a little bit more on the Cybersecurity 101 topics. We kind of said a while ago that we were going to try to hit one of these about once a month or so, give people an idea of some of the topics and definitions that are in the industry. And today, we decided that we would talk a little bit about the topic of micro-segmentation. What is micro-segmentation? Why do we care about what micro-segmentation is? And why you, as not only a security professional, but maybe even as a layperson, care probably a little bit about micro-segmentation. Something that I've worked with for a lot of years in previous companies in the current role. It's very pertinent to zero trust, but I don't want to spoil anything for what Ken's going to say. And so without further ado, I'll hand it over to Ken. Ken, why don't you start with giving us a kind of basic definition of micro-segmentation, and then we'll kind of discuss things from there.
So the simplest explanation of it is think of it as principle of least privilege for network access. In other words, your computer and my computer and somebody else's computer are all three on a network. And is there any reason that our computers need to actually be able to talk to each other if our file share is on another part of the network? No. So micro-segmentation, you isolate the network nodes so that even if they're on the same network, they can't talk to each other unless there's a legitimate reason why. And that's really the key to implementing zero trust from a network perspective. That way you can ensure that only the absolute minimum network connections can be established. And that helps prevent the propagation of malware. That helps reduce insider threat risk. A whole lot of security advantages to doing that.
Yeah, I totally agree. Let's go with the history of micro-segmentation for a moment. People have been doing, whether it was called micro-segmentation or not, but people have been taking and doing micro-segmentation for a long time. So for example, if you set your Wayback Machine, you might have actually had something called a DMZ. A DMZ was basically somewhere in your network that you allowed certain things in, certain things out, but only those certain things in and out of that particular network. It was a lot of times a place where you allowed the public to come in and do the things that they were going to do, whatever have you. It's a concept that's been around for a long time. Well, take that the next step further. As Ken mentioned, is there really any reason why you have to have a completely open, flat network that allows me, Ken, and everybody else to do whatever they want to do on that network? And the answer is no. I mean, but the answer has always been no. And it's only been within relatively recent times that we've understood well enough how we can take and segment those networks in a way that doesn't completely disrupt what we're doing as part of our overall network strategy and kind of do it from there. Again, makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense from a 100,000 foot view. It makes perfect sense from a 50,000 foot view. It's something that every organization should be looking at to some extent. I say all of that. Most of the networks that are out there today are what are called flat networks, meaning that if you have access to the network, you have access to the entire network. Case in point, most of your home networks are all flat networks. Most of the small office networks are all flat networks. And the simple reason is that people either don't understand how segmentation works or either don't have the skill or capability to segment those networks. that's not really much of an excuse anymore. The tools exist to manage your network connections, manage who has access to those network connections, and to make your network connections, especially in a commercial setting, something other than a flat, easy to navigate in the grand scheme. That's what we're talking about when it comes to micro-segmentation. We want to make certain that your networks are created in a way so only those that need to have access to certain network resources have access to those resources, and everybody else, those resources either are not able to access or not even be able to be seen at all. And that's the whole idea behind that. Ken, did you have anything else you wanted to comment on microseg?
Yeah, so, you know, where that really becomes critical, not just within corporate networks, but also once you start going into cloud computing. You know, and what's great is with micro-segmentation and microservices, you can now implement micro-segmentation for those microservices. So you can actually implement isolation of the microservices from each other so you don't have to worry about crosstalk between the microservices in the case of a breach or a compromise. So that's becoming really the standard when it comes to cloud computing, is to isolate all of those containerized services, and it's really improving the ability to secure the cloud a lot. So highly recommend if you're looking at cloud and cloud security, definitely look at some of the micro-segmentation technologies out there for cloud.
There's some pretty good vendors out there too. None of them are sponsoring this podcast. I want to be clear right off the bat there. Check out our friends at AppGate. They do something called a software-defined perimeter, really, really high-class micro-segmentation. Our friends at Illumio do kind of the same thing. They have some great resources on micro-segmentation. Our friends at Color Tokens do some micro-segmentation. Our friends at Zscaler, everybody's probably heard of Zscaler. They have a method that does micro-segmentation in their networks. And if you're looking for completely unbiased data, relatively completely unbiased data, go look at our friends at the Cloud Security Alliance. They actually had a micro-segmentation software-defined perimeter working group that they established and put out great literature as to how to better understand that. Again, none of them have sponsored this podcast. Those are all just resources if you're more interested in how micro-segmentation works that you can take and go look at and gain a better understanding on how it might apply to your particular organization or use case. With that, Ken, did you have any last words?
Yeah, so I was going to say, you know, and if you look at some of the malware that we saw back in the late 90s, early 2000s, you really see the use case for why micro-segmentation is so critical, because we had a lot of worms back in the late 90s. Let's see, Code Red, one of them that pops into mind, that they would get into a corporate network and they would just spread across the entire network, and it was just completely devastating to all the networks. And that's why you need the micro-segmentation in any network now, because it's just helps with reducing your damage. It reduces your blast radius.
Yeah, absolutely. I will probably talk more about these kind of concepts a little bit more. We could have a whole podcast on lateral movement and why that's bad. It is bad, I promise you. But I think that we've covered this pretty well today. Again, check out the CSA for those resources. As always, you can ping Ken and I on any of these Cybersecurity 101 topics. We're happy to take and give you a primer, answer some questions if we can, on why micro-segmentation or any of these other topics might be important. With that, I hope that you found this educational, and we will cover another Cybersecurity 101 podcast here probably sometime in April. But until then, thanks for listening.
Thanks, Chris and Ken, for all your great insights on today's topic. Make your next podcast awesome when you work with EMA security experts Chris Steffen or Ken Buckler. Educate your prospects, differentiate your solution, and add the credibility of a third-party expert to your message. Visit cybersecurityawesomeness.com to listen to past episodes.